Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, radio family. So nice to have your company. Welcome to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you for tuning in here on our intercom station Saturday and Sunday mornings. And we are back here in a new year to begin talking about the good things that are taking place in our communities. I can't think of two people to join me, Renee Vaughn, who are representing and have done so very well. At least one half of members of our Community Focus family has done so. You likely have heard of United Youth Care Services. We're going to get reacquainted not only with the agency. For the newest member of our Community Focus family, it is a joy to be able to introduce to you, Radio Family, the president of United Youth Care Services, and Mr. Booker.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Very nice to have you on board. And as I said, we are jump-starting a new year in fine fashion.
Oh, yeah.
By having you as the president of United Youth Care Services joining me this morning. And I wanted to just really begin by asking, how does, as our topic for discussion this morning on our public affairs show, how does drug abuse and mental health, those are two pretty serious topics.
Oh, yeah.
And at times, Mr. Booker, a little difficult to address openly.
Oh, yes.
But may this be the platform as we welcome you. And by the way, you're official now. So just that quickly, you started as a newbie. But let's talk about these two topics of discussion, how one, they affect our society through the destruction in our various communities. And welcome to Community Focus.
Thank you for having me this
you're
morning.
Welcome.
I'm honored to be here at Intercom with Renee Vaughn, and I appreciate the opportunity to share a topic that I'm passionate about, mental health and drug abuse. That's really a problem in our community that's causing a lot of destruction, crime, and a lot of other things. I encountered mental health in my family, and in my immediate family deals with drug abuse. And so I become very passionate about this subject that has, you know, entered into our community and really has devastating effects.
Absolutely. And Mr. Booker, I would be remiss if I didn't say good morning to a member of our Community Focus family who has been with us, but it has been a while since I've had a chance to chat with this young lady. But again, as I mentioned, as we do begin a brand new year, it is nice to have you back. Lucy Lachey, how have you been, my dear?
I am great. Thank you for having me, Renee. What's up, family?
Thank you very much. And Lucy, any additional thought on that question that I just asked Mr. Booker?
Well, yeah, I see it firsthand. Drug abuse and mental health, it does affect our community in a way that I think is pretty stable. It's not stagnant. I think back then we kind of had, you know, wraparound services to eliminate this, but I think now we're the only service that provides this type of care for those individuals that are, you know, left behind.
Absolutely. And when we focus, because we are obviously, when we talk about, or at least at this point where we are with things as far as this being a brand new year, it really can have just as much of an impact, mm-hmm. especially pre or during the holidays and especially post-holidays for a lot of individuals who are dealing with that. But now prolonged use, especially of alcohol and drugs, lead to addiction. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, the adult population has been affected with this problem. How does it currently affect our middle and even our high school population? And the timing of it couldn't be better because our kids have already gotten back into school mm-hmm. from their winter break.
Right. I think it affects our youth and our high school population just by being a gateway, peer pressure type, you know, engagement. Most of the youth don't really understand what they're engaging in, but they see it in the homes mm-hmm. with their families. They probably are introduced to it by their family members, somebody in the family. So I think it's kind of looked at as normal behavior, which is very scary this day and time, because mm-hmm. you have people that are 13, 14 trying, you know, all these drugs, and it's just not safe for the community.
Not at all. And Lucy and Mr. Booker, especially when we look at that particular age range, you have young ones, and really the two words that immediately come to my mind, peer pressure. Mm-hmm. What kids are basically faced with away from the home mm-hmm. when dealing with individuals who are their own age, mm-hmm. who may put that heavy pressure on that individual to try a drug or something for the first time, and they have no idea.
Right.
And usually the most immediate reaction is to do it for fear of, one, you're not that type of person who will later be teased about, or that person that, you know, friends will say, well, she won't try. He or she is such a goody two-shoes, or whatever the situation may be. How do young people, because secondly, it's very hard at that particular age to go to perhaps an adult or someone older to talk to, or even some of their other fellow peers mm-hmm. who may be trying to help them in the process. Mr. Booker, let me address that to you when we talk about young ones in that particular age group.
Well, thank you, Renee.
You're welcome.
As I listen to you speak, I think what the high school and the middle school children don't understand, they don't understand the word addiction.
Right.
So when you use drugs, alcohol, marijuana as recreational usage, mm-hmm. then that is the onset of an addiction. When you have prolonged use of a substance that chemically affects your brain, your heart, your liver, your mm-hmm. physical health, and your mental health.
Right.
So a lot of high school students use alcohol and drugs to mask what's going on or self-medicate themselves mm-hmm. from what's going on in their everyday environment.
Absolutely.
And so that's why we're here today to talk about addiction. This is actually is a gateway to juvenile delinquency, mm-hmm. High school dropouts, the performance in school, mm-hmm. because people in high school students and middle school students are using street drugs, ecstasy, Molly, and they're hearing this over the radio in songs that this is recreational type usage.
Right.
But if you look at some of the artists that's out today, they are battling with addiction. Mm-hmm. They talk about it. A lot of these artists have gone to get help because they started at this age and didn't understand the word addiction. So that's why we're here today.
Very true. Now, Mr. Booker, have you seen those numbers steadily arise, particularly as long as you've been with United Healthcare Services or even just outside of the agency?
Sure. The numbers are, if you look at statistics, mm-hmm. statistically speaking, the drug usage, and I like to use self-medication mm-hmm. usage, is on the rise. We see that at our agency, that the population is getting younger with the addiction. So we've sought to address that issue by offering classes and educational material for our community.
Exactly. Now, when we talk about, and you mentioning the word recreational use, and just drug use in general, that's a pretty broad topic.
Oh, yeah.
Because another thing that, speaking of, that's on the rise and that we're seeing a lot of in our own communities, opioid use is definitely on the rise.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. We deal with that every day. We see it in its prolonged usage. We see how it starts with over-the-counter medication.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually gets to prescription and pharmaceutical abuse.
Right.
We've sought to deal with that issue also. We have social workers, licensed clinical drug addiction specialists who work at our agency, who we have also created a magazine called Addiction Now.
Yes.
We want to get that in the hands of high school, college, professional people to introduce them to some of the the problem, from a statistical standpoint, what's going on in our community.
Absolutely. And, of course, later on in our conversation, Mr. Booker and Lucy, we will discuss and get into detail the particulars of the programs that United Youth Care Services wants to provide to members of our community.
Sure.
Because we may have that individual who is listening and perhaps is saying, or maybe hopefully is grateful that we're having this program today, because there may be an individual within their own families, similar to yours, or just someone in general who knows of someone who may be suffering as the expression, and I really don't like to use that word, but as many may not be aware of, they're suffering silently.
Oh, sure.
And that's the one thing that we don't ever want a person to feel, that they have to endure or go through this alone.
Oh yeah, of course.
That there are programs like yours, there are wonderful people like yourselves that want to reach out and help that individual and to let them know that they don't have to suffer in silence. So, Mr. Booker, welcome to the Community Focus family. Now, can I ask a couple of things about you? Where are you from? North Carolina home? Give me a little bit of background.
Well, I'm born and raised here in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Very good.
I attended James B. Dudley High School.
Excellent.
And left Dudley and went to North Carolina A&T.
And we got an Aggie in the house.
Aggie Pride. So I have a psychology background.
Okay.
I've been doing mental health services for 16 years.
Wonderful.
I went to school for this, so I'm working in my field, which is a good thing.
Yes,
I
excellent.
Love it. And so this is my beginning, and I will continue to do mental health and drug addiction services in the community for the next 16 years or so. So this is my passion.
And you just took the word right out of my mouth. I hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
I hear that compassion and the love that you have for helping others. And Lucy, let's just recap with you. Let's get you reacquainted with our Community Focus family.
Yes, yes, yes. It was a pleasure to be here talking a little bit about United Youth Care Services and the services that we offer. It's coming up on a year that I've been there, so it's been, a journey just, being introduced to something that has developed a, passion within my heart. I do like outreach and helping others and charities and charitizing. So just supporting the homeless community has been a beautiful thing. We've introduced our first annual DAD, which was a Drug Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm.
It was geared for the community and the lower population. We had our clients come out. We had children come out. We had free food. We had vendors. We had education. We had some people out there talking about the Medicaid spend out and, education as far as that is concerned for our elderly.
Yes.
Overall, it was just like a sensation. And we look forward to having that, once a year, because what I see is that it engages that youth.
Mm-hmm.
The middle school and high school population that we're talking about. And it just gives them a sense of, that community feel where they can be dropped off at one common location and kind of fellowship together, dance together. Because we don't have that community-driven environment like we were talking last time. We don't have that grandmother's house, that great grandmother's house. So we just want to kind of put that love back into the community that's missing. Exactly. I think most of the children are leaning towards prolonged uses of being introduced to these gateway drugs because they are looking for acceptance in the community. Mm-hmm. They're looking for love. And their mentors, like Mr. Booker said, are people that are looked up to that they hear on our airways every day. And they might be promoting, you know, the uses of these drugs like Xanax, Molly, promethazine. So it's just not, you know, conducive to just allow them to suffer. We have to show them that there is some type of way to combat this in our communities. Yes. As we were growing up, we had the drug awareness, the DARE program.
Right, exactly.
We had Scruff McGruff, Chicago,
yes.
Illinois, with
right.
60652. You know,
I remember that.
Had that. So now hopefully we can bring United Youth Care Services to be that. When you hear United Youth Care Services, you hear a safe haven.
Right.
You know, somewhere that you can run to and, you know, get help because, like I said, people are being shunned upon just because they're different. They look different. They look, you know, a little different, a little strange. But we can't give up on those type of people because
Absolutely.
They are geniuses and they are, you know, humans as well.
Very good. And thank you both. I'm looking forward to more of our conversation on this subject matter. And thank you both. Definitely a way to bring to not just our public affairs show, but really to the communities as in general, to really get them to know that there is an agency such as United Youth Care Services that wants to help those
exactly.
in need. And so that's what we're going to continue on. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome. We're just getting started, Radio Family. So indeed, much more of the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we will return after this. It's more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you, Radio Family, for your fine company, and thank you for listening here on our intercom station Saturday and Sunday mornings to get the word out about good people doing some good things in our communities. It's a great way as we do begin a new year to talk about United Youth Care Services and two fine individuals who represent the agency and Mr. Booker, the president, and also a member of United Youth Care Services and Lucy Lachey. Now, Mr. Booker, Lucy, how did your passion for the homeless and lower income population change the mentality of the people that look up to you as a community leader?
Okay. Well, I would say, you know, me just being a newbie in this, I would definitely have to lean to Mr. Booker for this. But
which,
one
by
thing
the way,
I can witness
yes.
is just seeing him at work. He doesn't, you know, have a difference in between the population of people. He treats everyone,
right.
you know, the same.
Yes.
And that's the beauty behind just being an employer
right.
there, and some of the, you know, staff also see that. It's
right.
no difference. He treats us the same as the clients. And I think that's the beauty behind, you know, seeing a leader not separating, you know,
right.
the
exactly.
two. Because it's still a teaching moment. Everybody's learning. And,
Very
you know,
true.
What better way to learn from someone that has been in this field for so long?
Absolutely. Now, how I wanted to ask and interject, how did the initial introduction between the two of you come about?
Well, I was, like I said, hired as the front desk help. Receptionist. Mm-hmm. So I was able to work closely and be trained by him through just learning some of the services that they offer.
Right.
And he's the type of individual where, you know, he throws you out to the wolves and expects you to, you know, stand up and lead. And in that, that's what I've done. He's cultivated, you know, the community as well as myself in mm-hmm. radio and bringing a presence to United Youth Care Services through social media, web presence, community presence, and just,
right.
you know, having a radio presence. So I think that's a great thing to be able to come into an agency and be able to create your own leverage or
mm-hmm.
your own dream or passion
right.
and still be, you know, able to work as a sum of its parts.
Right.
In helping the community.
So that goes without saying, Mr. Booker, what was that one moment? Was it, you know, Lucy's awesome personality, the way that she just really, what's the word I'm looking for, connect
right.
with individuals?
Well, what we try to do, Renee, is cultivate talent.
Yeah.
And use talent at our agency to better serve the community.
So I like that.
Lucy Lachey came in with a passion for, like she said, mass media.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the objectives of the company was to get the word out.
Right.
And so it was a perfect relationship. When we meet talent, young talent who come into our agency, mm-hmm. we try to see, based on that talent, how that talent can enhance what we're trying to accomplish.
Right.
And so Lucy Lachey today has me here on the radio and creates a radio presence for our agency. And that's the objective, is to get the word out to the community that there's someone in the community that cares.
Absolutely.
About homelessness, about drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think mass media is one of the newest adventures for us to engage in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've engaged in, now we're creating a radio presence, a TV presence, and a magazine presence, so we can really get the word out. Because what we see in our agency, when you talk about homelessness,
mm-hmm.
People put a face on that, but what we've seen, and which is devastating, is single black women who come in with children that are homeless.
Right.
And that has beset our community at a huge, large amount. And so we've set to help those who, you know, who are homeless with kids. And we've been real successful at placing those people in housing.
Yes.
And so thanks for the opportunity again for
absolutely
you and your radio show to get this word out. We got to get the word out.
Most definitely. And I thank you both, Mr. Booker and Lucy, because what this says to me, it makes me think of, this is what we don't see through the media,
mm-hmm.
is what you guys see behind the scenes that a lot of us in the community don't.
Right.
Because once we, whether we're turning off the television or turning off the radio,
right,
homelessness is still there for that individual.
It is.
And so to have an agency like United Youth Care Services that during those after hours,
right,
you know, or even a lot of times when a lot of us are asleep,
right,
you guys are addressing or helping individuals mm-hmm. who can't.
Right.
Because the situation is they don't have a roof over their head.
Right.
They don't have a place to stay. It may be a situation in which they are just seeking the help for that drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who wants to be addicted to drugs? Who wakes up choosing that that's something that they want to do with their life?
Right.
You know, the situation, sadly, and the circumstances may lead them down that road,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't have to be the end road.
Right.
Right.
For many individuals. So again, I thank you guys that this, that your agency is here. And
thank
with
you.
That, oh, you're welcome. What are some of the goals that you have for, let's start with slowing down mental illness and then address drug abuse?
Okay, great. So I'll just throw some statistics out there before we implement some mm-hmm. goals. So the state has linked opioid addiction to a wide span of problems for the residents. The cause of opioid addiction is prescribing more opioids at higher doses in ERs and primary care physician offices, mm-hmm. wherever, you know, you can get a prescription from. Between the years of 1999 and 2016, the death rate included 12,000 people whom have died from the related overdoses.
Mm-hmm.
So since 1999, opioid-related deaths increased by 440%. So according to the North Carolina Department of Human Health, Health and Human Services, in 2014, mm-hmm. 12,000 hospitalizations, and there were 22,000 emergency department visits. And they were all linked to medication and drug poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, once we look at the statistics like that, some of our goals is just try to rehabilitate people through a holistic approach. And we call that Dr. Booker's holistic approach. So we do offer clinical, the clinical model, which is more therapy induced. You have group sessions, you have right. individualized sessions, and we are also trying to do an integrated healthcare model. So, you know, prolonged uses of opioid addiction leads to osteoarthritis, or just arthritis period, which mm-hmm. is degenerative joint disease.
Right.
And what that does is, or what that disease is over a prolonged use I mean, over a prolonged time period of using opioids, then your joints break down.
Mm-hmm.
So we have treatment there,
right,
which is more holistic, and we're not prescribing medications. What we're doing is using vaccinations and injections to kind of regenerate the synovial fluids that you were born with, and like your joints, your shoulders, and your knees. So right. We're, like I said, taking the holistic approach, mm-hmm. trying to just eliminate the need for taking a pill, because in this right. day and time, you take one pill for this, and then
exactly.
you take 15 pill. More
right.
pills for the other side
thing.
Effects.
Exactly.
So you walk away, you get what I'm saying, with more problems, or mm-hmm. yeah, than just one.
Exactly.
I'm treating this, and now
right.
I have 15 other things
right.
I have to do.
You know what
with.
That reminds me of, too, is like when you see the commercials for various drugs for the ailment, it seems to be you have more side effects.
Right.
And that makes the person like, well, there's more side effects than the benefits of what that particular drug can do.
You're right.
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 So, yes, it's good that you are, and really appreciate that you are looking at it from the holistic
mm-hmm.
perspective
right.
on that.
We also have another preventative care model that introduces the TM flow. So what this mm-hmm. machine does is once you come in off the street, or once you come in to, you know, to proactively take the next step, right. this machine can diagnose everything from, you know, poor lifestyle choices in your cardiovascular system, vascular dysfunction,
right.
Diabolic neuropathy. So it kind of gives you a detection
mm-hmm.
of early onsetting problems, so you can kind right. of know that and take preventative measures
right.
to change your poor lifestyle habits.
Very good.
So knowing that, you know, before the disease generates or starts, I think that's a preventative measure.
Fantastic. Mr. Booker, any further thoughts on that?
Well, as we talked about goals, like Ms. Lachey alluded to, we've creating a medical model as well as a behavioral health model.
Okay, right.
And so those are some of our goals, to create a mental health / urgent care type
mm-hmm.
of facility.
Okay.
Where you can get your physical health and your mental health needs met.
Yes.
So we've created that model. And going forward, like you said, getting the word out to the community, as Lucy Lachey alluded to, you have physical problems as well as mental health problems, which
right.
may lead to drug abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to self-medicate yourself.
Right.
So it's important for us to create a presence, social media, radio, TV, just to educate. So our goals is to basically educate the community, let them hear a word that they can adopt and come
mm-hmm.
get some help.
Exactly.
Because we are all suffering from various physical and mental health
Absolutely.
Issues.
Absolutely.
And like I said, a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but
mm-hmm.
we're going through these pains daily. So
yeah.
this is some of our goals, to just educate the community, create a better presence in the community.
Exactly. Now, what makes you, or what makes both of you, or each of you, proactive about life?
I would say what makes me proactive, again, like you said, when you grew up in a town, in a city, and you
mm-hmm.
see problems.
Yeah.
And you know that it's in your heart to do something about it, then you have to become proactive. You can't sit on the sideline and be a sideline, or what they call a sideline coach,
mm-hmm.
Sitting on the sofa. So we've became more proactive with life and about others' life. So we, you know, that's our passion.
Mm-hmm.
That's my passion. So thank you for that question. That's
You're
a good
welcome.
Question.
You're welcome.
I think what makes me proactive about life is just waking up and being able to serve a population of people, regardless if they are wealthy or lower income
mm-hmm.
or, you know, middle aged.
You know, it's interesting. I don't mean to cut you off.
Uh-huh.
When you say that, when we think about mental illness and we think about drug abuse, that's a very profound statement, because neither really focuses on that. Drug abuse doesn't know color.
Right.
It doesn't know age.
Right.
It doesn't know whether you're
income.
A male, exactly,
yeah.
income, a male or female, whether you are a parent
mm-hmm.
or you're a single individual.
Right.
And so the importance, like we say, and like both of you have so beautifully emphasized, whoever you are tuning into this very public affairs show, and there is something in which you need help, please seek it.
Yeah.
That's all we ask,
right.
Is to find or to talk to someone about it. Don't keep it hidden, and don't let it get to the point where it overwhelms you.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And that's why you have, again, an agency such as United Youth Care Services. Thank you for letting me interject. Lucy, please continue.
Yeah, so just being able to serve the people. I don't have a background, but I can encourage someone. And, you know, when you encourage another, you're encouraging yourself. Mm-hmm. So I just like to be that listening ear, or, you know, some people come off the street wanting something to eat. You know, I would look at, you know, if I was in that situation, if, right. you know, the shoe fit my foot, I would want, you know, mm-hmm. someone to help me in that on that level of compassion, just to, you know, move forward, because so many families mentally want to give up. They want to commit suicide. They want to, you know, just give up on life itself. And life is not designed to be, I think, that horrible. Mm-hmm. Mr. Booker has to, you know, reiterate all the time when I want to give up with school and work. And, you know, mm-hmm. he's like, it's not that bad. You know, like, life is not that hard. Like, chill out.
Yeah,
it's okay. And sometimes you need, you know, a mentor, someone to reiterate those things. Okay, well, it's not that bad. So let me come up to the center and hang out around some people, you know, that's going to encourage me, because they're going through the same thing, or they might not be going through the same thing. They
Absolutely.
Just want to, you know, encourage.
That's true. It is that interchange of encouragement that can be so encouraging
right.
for that individual. Radio family, thank you so much for your great company and your listenership. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. For those of you who may be joining us in great company this morning with members of our Community Focus family and United Youth Care Services, in both in Mr. Booker and Lucy Lachey. Well, let me ask you this. How can the community, how can we, listening to this program, help UYCS, for short, United Youth Care Services, educate those who have substance abuse and mental health issues?
Well, I think one of the ways that community can help is create more mental health forums, more discussions, more mm-hmm. opportunities to talk openly about mental health, because right. it's a disease that's in our community, and you see it. People who, like in high school, like I said, when people go to office, get suspended or get kicked out of school, they associate these episodes as mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to create forums in the high schools. We have to create forums in the churches. We have to create forums throughout the community and educate our community. And I guess radio is giving us the opportunity. And we like to just, during 2019, create, like I said, more mental health forums and workshops.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of our goals, again. And that's how the community can take part in just being open, giving us a call at United Youth Care Services. Ask questions.
Right.
You know, ask those questions, because we're here to ask questions. We've also decided to create a form called crisis texting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for children and mental health clients who are suffering from, let's say, being bullied in school. Let's say teen pregnancy.
Right.
So we've created a line where you could text and get direct help from a social worker or a counselor. So if you're going through problems in high school, and let's say you're being cyberbullying is major
yes.
on the internet. And so what we've decided to do is create what they call a crisis texting line. So if you're going through these issues at the moment, you mm-hmm. can text us, and then someone will immediately text you back and give you interventions and give you solutions
sure.
to some of those issues. So that's how the community can help, just by becoming more open, calling, asking more questions, going to the website mm-hmm. at unitedyouthcare.com and getting some of those answers.
Very good. That really transitions nicely to asking, what services does United Youth Care Services offer?
All right. Well, from the medical model, we offer primary care needs such as STD and HIV testing, immunizations, chronic care needs, and psychiatric mental health needs. We also provide allergy testing, autonomic or TM flow, bladder scans, osteoarthritis knee and shoulder injections, toenail fungus, and urine drug testing. So for our clinical services, we have a program called SACOT, which is a substance abuse comprehensive outpatient therapy, SAOP, which is substance abuse intensive outpatient therapy. We have PSR, which is psychosocial rehabilitation and individualized therapy. We have a foundation which offers transitional housing, also food bank that, you know, gives to the community and our clients at least once or twice a month. A clothing bank. We also promote education, so we get people registered and acclimated with getting their GED or some type of higher education, as well as job rehabilitation. So those are some of the services that we all, you know, it's like a one-stop shop.
Just some. And I was going to say, Radio Family Translation, United Youth Care Services does a lot.
Yes.
Yes, so you definitely do provide services that really can help the community. Now, what's your vision for United Youth Care Services, say, within the next couple of years?
Well, one of the visions is, like you say, is to create community partners. Mm-hmm. We're creating ongoing workshops in the community, educating the community. For the next 2 years, just really putting out a lot of information. Like you said, we offer so many different services that a lot of people are not aware
of. Exactly.
And so some of these names that we mentioned, a lot of people don't even know the names of the services. They don't even know that we exist. And we serve about 200-300 clients a month. And so we're getting the word out, but we want to create community partners with social workers, juvenile probation officers, the court systems, the housing authority, to address some of the issues. So to create community partners with the radio stations, the TV stations throughout, you know, Guilford County, and just kind of creating those community partners.
Right. Very nice. Now, how long has United Youth Care Services served the mental health and substance abuse community?
Well, we started in 2003, and this is our 16th year.
Wow. So you've been there, Mr. Booker, for the duration.
I've been there
from the start.
From the very beginning, 2003 in Guilford County.
Yeah.
And we was also in Winston-Salem and Durham counties.
Yes.
Also doing the same type of work. So we've been around for 16 years and look forward to another 16 years, Renee.
Definitely. And just to thank you both, and happy to have the forum with which to get that word out.
Oh, yes.
So you're so welcome. Right. And I've really enjoyed my conversation with you. So in the minutes that remaining, the only question that I have left, and you kind of touched on it a few minutes ago, but let's get all the particulars. Share with our radio family, our listeners, how we as a community in wanting to help can connect with you. United Youth Care Services.
All right. Well, you can start by looking us up on the website, www.unitedyouthcareservices.com. You can also give us a call at 336-370-9232. Again, that number is 336-370-9232. We have an internet presence. You can Google us, United Youth Care Services. We're on YouTube. We have the Crisis Texting Forum literature series that's already out. But you can always give us a call physically at 336-370-9232. Speak with our lovely receptionist, and she can connect you, like I said, with any of our clinical department, our lab specialists, our medical department, our intake department. All questions can be answered. You can email us at uics2018@gmail.com. You can also email us any of your concerns there, and we can get that information over to our licensed clinical specialist. Twitter at United Youth CS, Instagram at United Youth Care Services _, and Facebook as United Youth Care Services.
Very good. So, Radio Family, there are several ways with which you can reach out to United Youth Care Services. The bottom line, please reach out. If you
call
need
us.
The help. Absolutely.
Call us.
Thank you, family.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
This has just been such an informative a time for me. It always is when we can have a public affairs show that really focuses on educating our community and getting the word out. And Radio Family, I hope you took good notes, and certainly I hope you do. Whether it's you or someone that you love and truly care about, get the help, please, that you need, because United Youth Care Services wants to help you in return.
Can I say one more thing, Renee? I just want to throw out there, if any other organizations want to, you know, unite, we are looking to create some type of charity to resemble like the blood drive or other bigger charities that are focused on just bettering the community. If anybody out there feels the need to connect with us in that arena and let's become more mobile in the community, we're open for that. Again, the number is 336-392-8324 or email us at uics2018@gmail.com and we will definitely connect with you. Anybody out there that's vendors or motivational speakers that feel like they want to come through and educate our community, we do have a large array of clients there Monday through Friday from 9 to 2, but we're open till 5. And we also have an evening class that starts at about 4:30 to 7 p.m. So there's always an opportunity just to come and engage with us and just to learn about our services. Even if you don't suffer from mental health, you might suffer from physical, you know, needs. So come in, drop by. We have, like I said, an urgent care that you can come and just, you know, get some education about yourself. 2019, I charge each one of us to learn more about ourselves, because if we learn more about ourselves, maybe we can make ourselves happier, because it is our responsibility to make sure that we are happy. We can't start to look at the world or anyone else to make us happy. If we're truly happy with self, then we can truly ignite, you know, others in self-empowerment to be happier individuals and just passing on the happy bug.
Well, thank you for bringing that happiness here, both of you, Mr. Booker and Lucy Lachey, to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Well, to the two of you, this has not changed even in a new year. There are no goodbyes.
Right.
Just until next time. So I would love to have you both on a future program.
Okay.
So we'll work on that.
All right. Sure. No problem.
But thank you for your company.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And likewise for you.
Oh, Renee, I just have to say this because it is so funny. So when you called the other day up to the office to schedule the interview, the lady at the front, she was like, oh my God, the lady at the radio call, she was like, she sounds the same. I didn't know if she was calling to give us some tickets or what. I said, she was just calling to schedule an interview.
We were confirming her interview. Yeah. Well, tell her thank you. Give her a hug for me, okay?
I will. I definitely will. And that means a lot. If you can just call into an establishment and they recognize your voice.
Thank you very much. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give her a radio hug right now. And to thank you, Radio Family, for the good things you're doing in the communities. We are off to a fine start in this new year and looking forward to the next time that we can talk about good people like United Youth Care Services are doing in our communities. Indeed, no goodbyes here on Community Focus. So until that next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.